Your time now, 16 minutes to 7. A very good morning to you. Now, a graphic new video game, and if you're sensitive, okay, probably not good to have the kids listening, but it's something we need to talk about. A graphic new video game called Rape Day is set to launch next month, and it's triggered a swift and widespread public outcry. It's created by an independent developer, and this game is set in a zombie apocalypse where the player controls the protagonist described as a menacing serial killer rapist. And I mean, it's the South African brand Avon has announced that it has committed its full support to the 1,000 Women Trust petition, which basically aims to ban the release of this particular game. And just to tell you more about that, Katlego Modipane is the Senior PR and Corporate Affairs Specialist at Avon. Katlego, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Great. So you've decided as Avon that you're going to get behind this particular petition, which I think is great. But just give us a little bit of depth into the thinking.
Look, as a company, we stand for women, and we believe that this kind of game undermines the lives of women. As you know, research has highlighted time after time that violent games actually are not good, especially for children. Mm. But, you know, it has certain behavioral impact on players. So yeah, we've decided we need to ban this game from being launched, especially in South Africa. And we are hoping that the public will join us in a petition with the 1,000 Women's Trust in order to ensure that the ban doesn't see the light of day, the game doesn't see the light of day.
You know, I mean, we did an interview with a professor in California probably about 7-8 months ago, where he said there's no correlation between people playing games and their eventual behavior. But that doesn't stop us from taking something which is very deplorable, number one, and allowing it to be distributed freely in a society where rape, for example, is a massive issue. So do we know who's going to be distributing that? If that gets released, are there distributors, specific distributors in South Africa that would be responsible for that?
At the moment, we're not aware if there is any specific distributors. What I can confirm is the game is already available online. It has been since the 6th of March. And international consumers can actually go up and see, access, play the game. Only the distributor called Steam, which has decided they're not going to play this game or allow this game to be accessible from its platform. And so far, they're the only big or large distributor that has decided to shut down the game on their platform.
So can't one also go to the Vodacoms, the Cell Cs, the MTNs, the Telcoms, you name it, and say, guys, can you help us block access to this game?
We could, but we feel the petition, once this is handed over to the key government entities like the Minister of Women in the Office of the Presidency, Batabile Dlamini, and the United Nations, then that will have far-reaching consequences or far-reaching implications, because...
Katlego, if I may, Batabile Dlamini has shown herself to be wholly incompetent, number one. Number two, even the president said she's in that office because she's president of the Women's League, right? That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. But then the second thing is, I mean, you go through a government process, which traditionally takes a very, very, very long time. So I'm not saying don't do that. What I'm saying is, why not have a twin approach where you put pressure on the people who can ban or stop access to particular websites like your Vodacoms and your MTNs and your Cell Cs. And then on the other side, you can go the laborious route, which is go to government to have something done.
I think that's a very good point. And we are not only going to government, as I mentioned, also the United Nations is involved.
Sure.
The Thousand Women's Trust is speaking to the Hawks, which has been supportive in doing a full investigation on this. And they will also, to the public sector, release a report about their findings. So it is a multi-pronged approach.
Okay.
But I think it is important to still try and engage government because, again, once it is stopped at that level, everybody then has to fall in line.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when you eventually get there. I mean, listen, I think we support everything that Avon is doing. We support everything that the Thousand Women's Trust is doing. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to ask the team to set up a couple of interviews for next week with some of our internet service providers to find out if they would allow any of the platforms that they might be able to control in terms of internet access. Because you're not allowed to watch child porn, for example. Should you be able to access child porn? Should service providers not be getting involved in trying to stop that and other things of a similar nature as well? I mean, these are some key questions we need to ask. But Katlego Moripane, I want to thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And is there any place people can go to support the Thousand Women's Trust, for example?
Two things. They can either go onto our Avon website to actually partake in the petition itself, and they can go to the Thousand Women's website to get more information about what they do and how they are trying to get this game banned outside of the petition itself.
And what's your website?
www.avon.co.za.
Okay.
And for the Thousand Women, it's 1000womenvoice.co.za.
Katlego, thank you for your time. Senior PR and Corporate Affairs Specialist at Avon.